Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Tuesday. If we were to go by what our computers are doing this morning, then it's, what, Monday? Actually, it would be Friday the 13th, wouldn't
it? Actually,
it
would be every day around here.
Oh, somebody's broadcasting grumpy. Don't broadcast grumpy. It's okay. We'll be all right. We don't need the computers. We can do this without computers, man. Mm. Oh, come on. We're professionals. We can do this.
Now, this what? Makes me seem old.
Yeah?
Here I am. I mean, I'm 44, so I'm not ancient yet. The first radio station
that I... You're a kid compared to Tom.
First radio station I worked in, age 15, had one computer in the entire building.
Yeah, it was a Radio Shack Trash 80, wasn't it?
It was the computer that handled the commercials and did the billing. As far as management was concerned, it did all the important stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's getting the money in. What are you complaining about?
Back in my day, we had mice that ran on a treadmill that made the transmitter work.
Oh, hey, I want you guys
Vikings
to know.
Vikings in the basement, row harder.
That's right, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
And the station manager would go down with a whip.
Uh-huh.
Smack! Come on!
It was the salespeople that didn't meet their quota, you know. It's like,
well, now that's appropriate. You don't meet sales quota. You should be beaten out in the public square.
Okay.
Put into the stocks and hit with
that's
rubber
why you're
noodles.
So popular down there in that room, right?
They love me. They love me. It's like, hey, all right, I want you guys to understand how important I am.
Yes.
I don't think you guys get this.
Uh-huh.
I want you to know that when the lieutenant governor came into the studio and I interviewed her some weeks back, she sent me a photo of us together, if you know what I'm saying. And a very nice note.
Uh-huh.
A very nice handwritten note, by the way. It said, thanks for the interview. It was pleasant, blah, blah, blah. But today, today in my mailbox was a letter from the governor himself.
Yes.
Governor Scott Walker. And it
says, for money?
See right here in the top, it says Scott Walker.
I see that. It means it's from one of his minions.
No, 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 no. This is a very important letter. That was sent to me.
And what does he want with you?
Well, shall I read some of it?
Sure, go ahead.
Dear Seth, I am running for re-election, and some airtime would be much appreciated.
Actually, I saw it over here.
No. This is a very important letter addressed to me.
Uh-huh.
Shall I read the beginning of it?
Sure, go ahead.
Dear Patrick. What? Who? What?
It gets better if he's asking for money.
He is then telling me who he thinks that we should support for one of the upcoming political spots.
Ah,
that
primary
are being
election today. Yes.
Yes. Mm. Yes. Yes. And I just really got a kick out of it because I read it. It's like, ooh.
Well, you know, the governor sent me a letter. He used to come in here back in the day when he was just the unknown Milwaukee County executive riding his motorcycle around the state. Hadn't even thought about running for governor at the time.
Wait a minute. Now, see, now this shows that he is actually very conservative minded. And looking out for our ecology as well as our economy.
Yeah.
It's a two-page letter, and it's printed on the back. You don't see Democrats doing that, buddy.
Oh, stop it.
They print on one page only, one side. All this guy prints on the back of the letter. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's signed here, too. Walker.
I think the Koch Brothers paper company is going to be on the phone saying, hey, use more paper. Come on, what are you doing? One page?
What's the matter with you? Kill more trees, damn it. So anyway, there's that. I just want you to know. I wanted you to understand. I wanted you to get a grip on how important I am to the government here.
Should that be your nickname from now on?
Patrick?
Yeah.
No, because the first thing I think of is Patrick Starr from SpongeBob.
Ah.
Hey, SpongeBob.
And that would be an insult to Patrick the star of SpongeBob.
Okay.
All right, so there it is. We got a lot of things we're going to do today. Yeah, of course, in the entertainment news segment that we'll do today, we'll talk about the passing of Robin Williams. I'll be honest with you, I was in the middle of doing some other stuff last night when the news broke. I was watching for the first time. My wife and I decided we were going to start watching The Walking Dead.
Uh-huh.
We've never seen it, so we watched the pilot. And while I'm watching the pilot, a buddy of mine said, "Hey, man, did you hear about Robin Williams?" I said, "No, what's going on?" And because I'd turned all that off, I was spending some family time. And he explained that he had been found in his home and apparent suicide. And it's one of those celebrity deaths that gut punched me. It was very disturbing. But it bothers me, but I'll be honest with you, it doesn't surprise me all
right,
that much.
Right.
He was in the news. In fact, on this program, we were talking about him, that the PR was that he was going into rehab preemptively.
Yeah.
And that was kind of hard to believe at the time.
Well, under the circumstances, now I see that it may have been him trying to find a pathway. And it's just absolutely tragic. So we'll talk about that and a lot more. Coming up, WSAU Wisconsin Morning News. Hold tight. Here comes Mr. Justin Lowe with an update on what our weather is going to be.
Breaking news, severe weather. Hear it on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.